Now, let's talk briefly about the plane of nutrition, or the quality and quantity of food we're feeding our bitches during pregnancy. Despite all of these changes in the first trimester, our bitches don't need any extra calories during this period. Although we increased her food while breeding her, so we were up to around 150%, 130%, 150%, we want to take her back to her maintenance amount in the first trimester. You do want to ensure that she's on a reproductive diet, high in protein and fat with some carbohydrates, supplemented always with folic acid, docosahexaenoic acid or DHA, probiotics and antioxidants. But this is not the time to actually feed her more food. It's not until the second trimester that we want to increase her food. During the 3 weeks of the second trimester, you want to increase her food until she's eating between 150 and 180% of her maintenance amount of food. If you've ultrasounded, however, and you know you only have a few pups, increase her food less than that. And finally, during the third trimester, feed her more until she's getting about 3 times what she normally eats. If she has a larger than average litter and is ravenous, you can even feed her a little bit more than that. However, if you know she has a small litter of only 1 or 2 pups, you're only going to increase her food 10% per puppy. So first trimester nutrition, you're going to return to that maintenance level, and you're going to make sure that you're feeding her a breeding diet labeled either for growth and reproduction or all life stages. And you're going to ensure that that food includes 29% or more protein, that's primarily animal-based, 18% or more fats, and at least 20% of her calories come from carbohydrates. If you're feeding a kibble, you don't need to add any carbohydrates. They're by definition in a kibble. But if you're feeding a raw food or a canned food, you can do something as simple as adding cooked oatmeal or cooked quinoa or even vegetables. But the grains help because most bitches won't eat enough vegetables to get 20% of their calories. Also make sure at this point that her food has a balanced calcium-phosphorus ratio and in a much tighter range than we normally need to be worried about in a dog. And so now you want to make sure that that ratio is either 1:1 or 1.2:1. We have a calculator in your additional resources where you can put in the calcium and phosphorus levels from your dog food package, and it will convert it to this ratio. So you want to make sure that somewhere calcium is somewhere between 1 and 1.2 for every phosphorus. Now, this means one thing not to supplement during pregnancy is calcium. And we used to believe that we should do that, but now we know that additional calcium can throw off the bitch's parathyroid gland, making her more susceptible to eclampsia once the pups are born. So limit raw meaty bones, yogurt, dairy products, and even string cheese during pregnancy. And then make sure you add key supplements such as folic acid. We've talked about that before. Docosahexaenoic acid, probiotics, vitamins, antioxidants, and a variety of amino acids.